brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into the second hour on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And we've got Ed Group from Global Healing Center coming up as our guest for the next, 45 minutes or so. Plus, we'll be taking calls. So if you'd like to call in, go ahead and dial, 800-259-9231. That's right, 800-259-9231. And the topic for your call, please keep it on topic because our guest is Ed Group, an expert in the poisons in your food and detoxing yourself from the poisons that are in your food, including chemtrails, heavy metals, aluminum, mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium, you name it. If you want to get it out of your body or avoid even putting it into your body, Ed Group knows his stuff. And the reason I asked him on today was because this is the holiday season when a lot of us seem to eat indiscriminately. You know what I'm talking about. You might have engaged in a little bit of that yesterday yourself, and you're probably sitting there feeling your inflated belly and thinking, oh my gosh, why did I eat that yesterday? Well, if you want to actually improve your health, either now or, hey, after New Year's Eve, it's up to you. You got to have the right knowledge. And so this is the guy with the knowledge, Ed Group. So let me know, guys, when he is ready, and then we'll bring him in. Oh, he is ready. Okay, awesome. So anyway, that's the basic introduction. Ed Group, a Global Healing Center, expert in food detox and nutritional supplements that protect the body from all of those nasty chemicals and heavy metals and even light metals that are found in foods. Ed, welcome to the Alex Jones Show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on, man. Now this segment, not all the radio stations carry this segment, so you know we'll recap a little bit of this in a couple of minutes. But first of all, what are the most toxic foods that people tend to get during the holiday season?
Well, I mean, pretty much all the foods are toxic during the holiday season. I mean, even the organic foods. That's because everything is cooked and a lot of it is canned and a lot of it is processed. And not only that, it contains a lot of artificial ingredients. Some of it could be GMO. It's a lot of sugar. If I was to pick my number one toxic holiday food, it would probably be dessert. And the reason why is because people indulge so much over the holiday season. They eat 2, 3, 4 times the amount that they normally do. That's why some people gain 5 to 10 pounds from November to January. But the most difficult thing for the body to handle is the amount of food and what happens to the food when they eat it, because also during the holiday season, people drink a lot more alcohol, they drink a lot more coffee, they drink a lot more diet drinks, and they decrease the amount of water that they put in their system. So what happens, let's say yesterday, for example, when everybody was pigging out from the morning all the way through the evening, watching football and doing all the normal things, you also have to factor in during the holidays that most people are sedentary or they're not moving around, they're not exercising as much. So if you were to put every single thing that someone ate yesterday, for example, in a trash can and put it out in the 98.6 degree heat, which is the body temperature, what you have is a combination of foods, which are actually more toxic than the foods themselves, because when you mix wine or beer and turkey and dressing and all these things together, it just forms this chemical slew inside your system. And people aren't chewing their food until it's a liquid either when they swallow it down, because they're in a hurry to eat. They want to just force more food and more food down into their system. So that also becomes a major strain on the digestive system and the lack of enzymes that they have to break it down. So that food stays in the intestinal tract way, way too long, and then they keep doing that over and over and over, and then the proteins putrefy, the carbohydrates ferment, and then the fats turn rancid, and that's where you're starting to get all these real toxic compounds.
Doesn't sound good, Ed. Like 4-day-old turkey making its way through your body with some beer. All right, well, stay with us, folks. We've got Ed Group continuing on the other side of this break with more talk, also about how you can avoid toxic holiday foods and still enjoy your holiday. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
Yeah, good music choice. That's the Company Store song, isn't it? Yeah. Company Store. See, you know, after that, Americans think they're free today. You're not free, folks, as long as you're stuck in that economic enslavement cycle of endless taxation and mandatory expenditures with Obamacare and things like that. It's still the Company Store, folks. It just looks a little different, and it's operated under the illusion of freedom. But anyway, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm obviously not Alex. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And we've got our guest, Ed Group, joining us to talk about the toxic foods that we tend to run into during the holiday season and what you can do to avoid those toxic elements in the foods, as well as then detox yourself after you've gorged yourself with all the GMO turkey and, you know, heavy metals in the foods and everything else that we tend to eat during the holiday season. So, Ed, not everybody heard what you said in the last segment. Could you recap very quickly that combination that you were talking about, the beer and the turkey and the sedentary lifestyle during these holiday breaks? Go ahead and just recap that for us.
We were just talking about what the toxic holiday foods are, and I was saying that pretty much everything is toxic out there because it's boxed and canned and cooked and everything else. But really, the main problem that we've seen dealing with people over the years is that it's not only the toxic food, but the combination of those foods once they sit in your system. When you mix alcohol and beer and white sugar together and desserts and stuffing and breads with gluten and GMOs together, you have this toxic chemical slew that sits inside the digestive system way, way too long, and the proteins turn putrefactic, the carbohydrates ferment, and the fats turn rancid, and that's where you're getting the real, real toxic chemicals that are leaking back into the bloodstream because people overeat during the holidays, and they don't have as many bowel movements, and they're generally extremely constipated as well, so because they're not actively moving, they're sedentary, they're sitting down watching football games, they've eaten too much food and they can't move. So that's what happens with the majority of people, and that's why people are lethargic and they feel bad generally over the holidays because they're not moving that stuff out of their system fast enough.
But Ed, there's a lot of social pressure during the holidays, you know, to just sit down, join the family, you know, let your food guard down for a couple of days and just, you know, just eat whatever's in front of you. I mean, that's part of the culture. So I think some people listening would say that you and I are maybe a little too uptight and we should, you know, we should stop harping on these people for what they're going to eat during the holidays. What would you say to someone who has that comment?
Well, I would just say that even if you want to eat all that toxic food, there's still ways that you can get it out of your system really fast. I mean, what my recommendation is, first of all, if you don't want to radically change your Thanksgiving Day dinner or your Christmas or holiday meals, just switch it all to organic. Right there, you're already saving yourself a lot of chemicals and GMOs and other things. But the best and the easiest way to do it is to chew your food really good before you swallow it, because when your food mixes with the enzymes in your mouth, your enzymes are already breaking a lot of that food down and taking care of some of those chemicals, and you're able to digest, and you get full faster that way, so you end up not eating as much. Another thing I recommend is not to eat after 8 p.m., and one of the best things that we hear every single year is, and the easiest way to get all that stuff out of your system is to use an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, which is something you can take that will release oxygen and chew through everything. And by the next morning, all that stuff is completely out of your system. Instead of sitting in there 3 to 4 to 5 days and being able to turn into all those chemicals, which will then leak into your bloodstream. So the key is, when it comes in, get it out as fast as you can. And the only thing safe to use would, like I said, would be an oxygen cleanser. I mean, some people actually take psyllium husk or some extra fiber, but that ends up a lot of times expanding in the intestines and blocking them up even further.
Well, but what about greens? For example, the Enerfood products that are sold here at the InfoWars store, those are really good. Can't you use those defensively where, let's say, before your big dinner or something, you drink a superfood shake, a green superfood shake, and then that way you eat less of the toxic food, and also you've got all those greens and other herbs in there to buffer your body, to help protect your body from the toxic things that you're eating. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. If the general public did that, it would be great, and we would save a lot of time and, you know, save a lot of heartache. Another good thing, which I recommend to people, is for them to take some enzymes, some digestive enzymes, you know, 20 minutes before their meal or right at the time that they are eating after their first bite of the meal. And that will help them break down the food better. It's been studied that most people run out of enzymes by the time they're 28 years old, and that's just because of all the cooked foods and because everything that the body has to produce to break these things down on a regular basis. So enzymes would be another trick that someone could do to help their digestive tract.
Yeah.
You know, move things through a little bit better, and to drink water between meals instead of all the dehydrating things that they're drinking, like the beer and the alcohol and the sodas, the diet drinks. Over the holidays, you also see an increased amount of dehydration. So if you're drinking a good purified water between your meals, that'll also help move the toxic food and the sludge through your intestines faster.
Now, we're listening to an interview, folks, with Ed Group from GlobalHealingCenter.com, an expert in detoxification. And that's a good point there, Ed. You can enjoy your family time and just drink water. No one's going to give you a hard time for not drinking, let's say, diet soda or even not drinking a beer. You can just say, you know, I'm I'm just drinking water today and enjoying time with family, having some of the Thanksgiving meal or Christmas meal or whatever you're focused on, and drinking some purified water. That can go a long way towards helping you, you know, eliminate all these toxins that you might be taking in.
Yeah, and when they, you know, offer you that extra piece of pie or the extra serving, you can just turn that down and just say, no, you know, I'm not ready for that right now, and try to get up and walk around and move around a little bit more, too. I mean, you can... You know, you can walk around, do some jumping jacks or something while you're watching TV, or, you know, just try to be a little bit more active during the holidays, and that'll help push everything down as well.
All right, you ready to take a few calls, Ed? We've got some callers on the line.
Sure.
All right, let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the phone with Ed Group. Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. How you doing? I have a couple of big issues, but it's not with me. I've been pretty healthy for a while now, with a bunch of organic and listening to Dr. Wallach and Ben Fuchs. But my wife never really believed me, and she worked at a hospital. And she took the H1N1 shot. At the same time, she took a vaccine shot.
Wow.
And now all this, and she's 40 years old now, and she was perfectly healthy before. Now her blood pressure is off the roof. She has type 2 diabetes. This is within a year of the shot. And now her gallbladder is at 15%. And she just went to the doctor, and I'm pretty desperate here because they want to schedule an appointment to take her gallbladder out already.
Oh, man.
And I just don't know what to do.
Let's give this to Ed, but let me preface that by saying those vaccine shots do contain, as the CDC has admitted, they do contain mercury, they do contain formaldehyde, MSG, antibiotics, and aluminum. And those combinations are, of course, very toxic to many organs in the body. What are your thoughts, Ed, on his wife's reaction to the vaccines?
Well, you know, I'd like to add one more thing with the vaccines is recombinant RNA and DNA fragments, which I think now they're altering to cause genetic changes within your own body as well. But without having a full, I mean, the most you can do, and what I tell people, is to just try to educate them as much as possible. You know, when we had patients that would bring their husband or their wife in and say, we want you to do this, but then that person wasn't, the first thing we would do, of course, would be to educate them and on all those different things and how to eliminate toxins from your daily life and from your environment in which you live, your work environment, your home environment. But with what you're just giving, the information you're just giving me, what I would do is just probably say to go ahead and email me or contact us at support@globalhealingcenter.com with a little more detailed list of what you're going through, and maybe we can provide you with some information that's in a good readable format to give to your wife and let her know, because ultimately, I mean, that's a really tough situation. That happens all the time, is with loved ones and siblings and everything else. You know what's good for them. You've done all the research, and it's that trying to convince them. You know, I have a good friend that, you know, went through a divorce, and his ex-wife, just to get back with him, took his two girls in and got them vaccinated recently,
oh,
and it just to get back at him.
Punitive vaccination.
It's
great.
A sad situation out there, but just try to, you know, get her as much educational material as you can.
All right, Ed, good answers. And just remember, folks, when you call in, if you ask medical type of questions, remember that we can't diagnose or offer treatment options here, and neither I nor Ed can do that. But hopefully that helped you there, John. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Josh in Wisconsin. Very quickly, Josh, we've only got about a minute left. You're on the air. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
Mike Adams. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Well, I'm sitting here with my son and my other buddy at the Hardee's here, and you know, probably just got done inducing ourselves, you know, with who knows what kind of experiment today. But I don't know, I've been just seeing unreal but surreal stuff the last couple months, and it's very sickening. And you know, I've been at restaurants, and these people are just, as I heard this one guy say, oh, instead of, for my hash browns, instead of, you know, the oil you guys use, can I please get the organic butter with that? You know, I mean,
well, Josh, restaurants are not gonna, you know, obviously be your choice for healthy food. There's a lot of hidden GMOs in restaurants. Sorry to cut you off there. We got to go to break. But interesting comments there. And we've got Ed Group on the line with us, who continues with us after this break with more calls on food and detox and how you can protect yourself from holiday food. So stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Thanks for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And we've got Ed Group, a detox expert, on the line. We've been taking some interesting calls, including a guy who called from Hardee's restaurant with his kids in the background. lamenting about how unhealthy the food probably was there. That takes some guts to call in from Hardee's and ask about detox. But hey, folks, watch out. Check the KFC menu for those of you who eat fried chicken. The KFC has MSG in almost everything on their menu has MSG in it, okay? Almost everything. Read their facts if you want to see what's really in the food. I think no restaurant uses MSG more than Kentucky Fried Chicken. But I want to show you what I'm eating today. In addition to my normal, for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, in addition to my normal chocolate avocado superfood smoothie that's here in this glass mason jar and mostly consumed by now, I've also got my non-GMO organic gluten-free pancakes right here showing you on camera. Brought these from home. Yeah, made these this morning. Aren't those beautiful? With coconut oil on a non-stick pan. I just use stainless steel pans with a big copper bottom. I don't cook on Teflon or non-stick surfaces. I don't use gluten in the pancakes. I don't use butter on them. I just, you know, make healthy stuff and bring it in, and that's what powers me through these InfoWars shows. Ed Group, what did you have for breakfast this morning, man?
I had for breakfast this morning a juice, actually, a green juice.
What was in it? Come on.
Yesterday I had some vegan, this was my Thanksgiving dinner, I had vegan stuffing, which normally I'm about 95% raw food, but yesterday I actually gave in and had multiple small servings, but most of the day I actually ate raw yesterday and today. The only thing I had was for our noon lunch, which was just a family get-together, was just some different kinds of mushroom, organic vegan mushroom gravy with shiitake and portobello mushrooms and some other mushrooms in there that my wife cooked. And then I had a vegan cornbread dressing and a little bit of organic mashed potatoes, and that was
wow.
It.
But a lot of people listening, though, Ed, are going to say, just like I mentioned last segment, that, you know, they don't know how to do that. They don't know those recipes, and their families don't cook that way. They're going to have, you know, a big Christmas ham. They're going to have the big Thanksgiving turkey, and they don't really know even where the turkey came from. It's probably fed GMO corn to make it that big so they could sell it by the pound. You know, if you're eating non-organic beef or chicken or pork or turkey, you know, it's probably fattened up with GMOs. Isn't that true, Ed?
Yes, it is. I mean, and all the other stuff, I mean, most of those animals are schizophrenic at the time of butchering, which puts other toxins into the meat.
Like hormones?
Yeah, they're injected with hormones, they're injected with vaccinations, they're fed antibiotics, they're fed GMO corn and different types of toxic feed to begin with. They're not range-fed. So, you know, maybe this year you can, early, now Thanksgiving's over, but for Christmas, everybody can get together with their family, whoever's doing the purchasing, and possibly look at local markets, you know, purchasing from local farmers markets or getting shares locally or something like that, and then looking into, for a meat choice, a better meat choice, either wild game, venison, something like that,
yeah,
or a good source of range-fed, organic fish or, you know, other sources of meat.
Yeah, hey, I saw, I guess, about 20 turkeys, wild turkeys, running around the ranch where I am in Texas, and neighbor walked by with a field shotgun and said, "We're going to go get one of them." So I said, "Well, go for it, man. That's healthier than eating the stuff you buy at the store."
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, you know, that's true wild game. That's how they used to do it a long time ago. And personally, I don't eat meat, but that took me a long time to get to that. I don't recommend people just stop eating meat. I mean, I was having digestive problems in my 20s because I was raised on meat and potatoes and you know, dairy and everything else. But I slowly eliminated it for health reasons over a long period of time. At first, I just cut it out immediately, and then I got sick. I was pale. I wasn't, you know, I had very low energy, and then I realized real fast that I needed to take my time with this and let my body adapt to it over a long period of time. And some people make that, a lot of people actually make that mistake. They think they can just cut out meat completely and then everything's fine, especially the O blood type people. And what they need to do is take it slow. I mean, everything should be a slow transition so the body has time to adapt.
All right, can you stay with us for just a couple more minutes on the other side of this break, Ed?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll be right back after this message then with more, just a few more minutes with Ed Group, and then we've got a video from Alex coming up. on the madness of crowds and the Black Friday craziness that we witnessed in the early hours of this morning.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back with Ed Group, food expert, which is a very relevant topic during this holiday season. Also, we're going to take a couple more calls here. We've got Fred and Kenneth and others on the line. And then after that, we've got a video from, where'd it go? From Alex called Black Friday Secrets Revealed. He just shot that video this morning, and I haven't even seen it yet. We're going to show that video here and then have some commentary about what's going on in the American culture where people are trained to line up and literally stampede over each other to get discounts off of electronics that they probably don't even need, that tend to even enslave them in some ways, like your iPhone tracker device and your your brainwashing flat panel TV device that inserts false ideas into your head through corporate run news and so-called entertainment programming. Anyway, that's another topic. We've got a couple calls for Ed Group here. You still with us, Ed?
Pretty thin
know, just on that note, you're going to start seeing people lining up for food, too, because we're going to be running into some food shortages, and with all the chemicals and toxins being sprayed on the food, it's going to be a major issue.
That's true. The big shortage from the drought of last summer, of the most recent summer, that's going to kick in about January and February. People are going to see food prices really skyrocket, and that doesn't even count, you know, inflation due to currency debasement. So, anyway, okay, let's take some calls. Let's go to Fred in Ohio. Fred, you're on the air with Ed Group here on the Alex Jones Show. How can we help you, Fred?
These delegates casting the vote on December 7th should be put to shame. As an American, I could not cast a vote for Barry Sartor, alias Obama, knowing that Obama is an illegitimate commander-in-chief, being knowledgeable about General Hamm and the admiral at Benghazi.
Yes, sir. You mentioned December 7th. Are you referring to World War II, or what's that date?
The delegates are to cast a vote on December the 7th.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm talking about. So
your comments are well received here, sir, but they're a little bit off topic. Do you because we've got a food expert on right now? Do you have anything related to the toxicity of holiday food?
No, I do not. I don't get you in very clear, so it's very hard. And trying to get a hold of Alex and you is very difficult.
Hey, tell me about it, man. It's even hard for me to get a hold of Alex. He's a busy guy. But I appreciate your call. Thank you for your comments. I think most of the listeners definitely agree with what you just said, but I want to keep it on topic. So let's go to Kenneth in Texas. Kenneth, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
Okay. I need a email address to InfoWars to transfer some top secret files to Alex, and these files must go to Jesse Ventura as well. Do you have an email address?
Well, I know that showtips@InfoWars.com gets things here, but have patience with it because there's a lot of email that comes in on all the email addresses, and but that's the best address to reach the crew here. They will review it. What's your name, sir, so maybe they can look out for your particular name on the email?
I'm going to spell it for you. This is what it was sent to, InfoWars.com. My email address is you.
No, don't give out your email address on the air. Just your name is Kenneth, the way you'll mark your email?
I don't know if it'll show Kenneth or not.
Okay. How about this? Stay on the line. I'm going to let you go, but you stay on the line, and we'll get you another email address that you can submit that to right now, okay? I'm going to give you Dan Bedondi's email address. Well, the producer will. So thank you for your call. Stay on the line. They'll give you Bedondi's address so you can get that to us here, okay, sir? All right, and thank you for your call. Let's go to Roger in Arizona. Roger, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Ed Group?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. First-time caller. Yeah, just over yesterday, reading some of the labels, getting educated on the GMOs and all the products that are out there, buying organic material and using that to prepare a nice, healthy meal for the family. You know, we've got family that comes over, they expect sauces and gravies and, you know, biscuits and all these different things. And I was reading the labels on a lot of those things, and, you know, there's soy lectin and neotame and aspartame.
Yeah.
So it's almost impossible to get away from that. So if there's any, I guess my question is there any way to try to 100% eliminate that, those poisons from the diet?
All right, that's to you, Ed. Go ahead.
You have a lot of different label ingredients that you want to try to avoid, and they're getting really tricky. I mean, natural flavors, even though it sounds like it's okay, can be toxic. It can contain MSG. You want to look out for soy lecithin, titanium dioxide. I mean, there's a whole list of different ingredients that you want to avoid, and the best advice I can tell you is to get online. Usually that's what I do, and try to find recipes for different types of holiday snacks or holiday foods that you can make yourself using either grain-free or gluten-free flours. You can also use different types of ingredients, natural ingredients instead of toxic ingredients. Usually whenever you buy anything in a box or pre-made, that's where you're going to have those preservatives and everything. It's a little bit more time-consuming to do things yourself, but, I mean, you should really be putting your energy into the food anyway. It makes it taste better, and it's even healthier for you. So I would suggest that maybe taking this year and going on. There's a lot of recipes online. And believe it or not, a lot of people are in the same situation that you are. And so you're not going to find those things at the store usually, even Whole Foods, 30% of their stuff contains GMOs. So you're going to want to just find the recipes from the people like myself and other people that have been cooking and looking at different recipes and modified those recipes for gluten-free, vegan, or even standard recipes that just don't include those toxic chemicals.
Yeah, basically, you're going to have to cook the way our grandparents did.
Salt and non-toxic sugars, and then mix it all together.
Okay, you can hear me.
And make your own food.
Yeah, good comments. I was trying to interject there to say we're going to have to go back and cook the way our grandparents did, which is from raw materials, unprocessed ingredients, and put those meals together from scratch is essentially it.
Exactly.
And to make sure that we get those materials as an organic material wherever possible, or wildcrafted if not organic. I want to thank you for your call, Roger, and also Ed, thank you for joining us. It's been a good segment with you, and I want to remind those who are interested in detox, check out Ed's website. He's got a blog on there as well, globalhealingcenter.com, and to remind you to eat healthy this holiday season. Thanks for joining us today, Ed.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Everybody have a good, happy, healthy holiday season.
Thank you, Ed. It was great to have you on. Now we're going to shift gears and go to the TSA, no, I'm sorry, not TSA, the Black Friday secrets video that Alex has just recorded this morning. We're going to run that video, and then I'll be back after that video with some commentary on the video. It'll be ready here in just a second. And then we'll continue to take calls in following that and in the next segment. Just cue me, guys, when it is ready. Now, okay, we're ready now. Let's go ahead and run that video. It's about 5 minutes long. This is Alex's commentary from this morning about Black Friday. Let's take a look.
Many species of mammal will run themselves off of cliffs. Sheep will do it. You see whales that beach themselves sometimes for no reason. But not just mammals, other species will beach themselves or run off the edge of a cliff. We see what lemmings like to do. And we see this throughout human cultures when people become disconnected from the land, disconnected from basic human activities. And we are seeing this to an extreme degree with the disgusting manifestation that is the madness of Black Friday. Each year in the last decade, getting more and more insane the day after Thanksgiving. In some cases, thousands of people rushing into Walmarts, begging, screaming, grabbing, just getting something. I mean, I'm not saying that consumerism or wanting things or some materialism is purely evil. You need materialism. You need food, water, clothing, things to take care of yourself. But when it becomes the ultimate goal of your life, and when just the action of going out almost like it's a hunting competition and fighting over goods and just snatching something up and feeling like that you got a part of the deal, so you're a winner. It is at the heart of why our society is falling apart. It shows the triumph of empty hype, the triumph of empty fraud. Let me give you a segue example into the flu vaccine. I've covered this a lot on the radio. I've read mainstream news articles saying there are no side effects, period, from the flu shot. It cannot hurt you. Don't believe conspiracy theorists. Don't believe wild rumors. And then I can show the CDC's own website, which you can go look up, with hundreds and hundreds of bad reactions, including death, comas, Guillain-Barré, neurological disorder. For every major vaccine. I mean, just go to CDC, side effects, adverse reactions. Do it right now. CDC.gov. I've probably done this 20 times this year on the radio and TV, shown people this. But the hype, they have ads for flu shots on billboards. Companies are pressuring people to take it, not just hospitals now. It is a cult. And it doesn't matter if all the studies show it doubles your chances of getting the flu that year or the next, that it's never been created to actually block that year's flu. They've never guessed the strain. It is a total, complete, absolute, verified hoax. And I was reading a Fox News article and also a Wall Street Journal article this morning, something I already knew, that the best deals are the days after Christmas, that the best deals come even in January with overstock stuff, that the best deals are online, and that Black Friday is not even a good deal on average, and is a scam. So again, that's a hoax as well. But the standing in line all night instead of spending time with your family and then rushing in when the store opens at midnight on Friday, going into the day of Friday, is just totally empty. And I know that many of us know and understand this, but if you look at the people socioeconomically, and I've got studies on this, if you can just look at the poor crowds of people fighting and stumbling and trampling each other to death, these are the same people that want their free Obama phone. These are the same people that think higher taxes will somehow redistribute wealth to them. They're looking for a free ride. It's the lottery ticket crowd. And it's out there in every race, culture, religion, area of the world. George Orwell wrote about it in 1948, in 1984, about how in the future people would only care about their lottery tickets and wouldn't care about their freedom, even though the whole lottery is obviously rigged. It's like people that go to Vegas. But under this New World Order system, everything's geared to not just have that 20-30% that we always know or want to be, you know, sucker chumps, willfully ignorant. But it's an attempt to make the entire society that way and force you into it. It's like the hoax of the TSA. Never caught one terrorist. Government got the underwear bomber on the plane. Came out in congressional testimony. You think the zombies that go to Black Friday know that? Do you think they know that? I mean, it's incredible. A few times over the years, we've needed something at the store and some type of electronics for the InfoWars operation with all our crew. And I've gone down, or the crew's gone down on Black Friday, and it's snatching and grabbing and angry people. In fact, I'm tempted just to go down there right now and show people what's going on, but you've seen it. You've experienced it. It is idiocy. If you like a nice camera to take beautiful images because you're in love with that, that's wonderful. But you don't want to go get in a fist fight for the camera. If you like a video game and like false reality, that's your issue. But what is this whole thing of getting obsessed with the fact that you've got to have it on this day and you've got to go fight with people? That's literally what it is. It's like a shark feeding frenzy, believing there's blood in the water, but it's not even a good deal. There's a lot of other observations. I just want to say this in closing. Look at China. And I know it's almost impossible to buy a lot of stuff that's not made in China. By people that have forced abortions at their factories, that's in the news. Mobile execution vans for political dissidents, look it up. Suicide nets around the Apple factories, their subcontractors. Hellish stuff. People think, oh, I'm getting a good deal when I buy all this stuff. And really all you're doing is lowering your standard of living and your wages.
All right, that was Alex Jones with his Black Friday Secrets Revealed. Some very good points that he made there. Let me recap some of what I got out of that in my own words, because I think he's nailed it. I think he's right on target. That the Black Friday hype is really an artificial simulation of hunting. It's people lining up and thinking they're going out into the wild, which is the mall, and that they are overcoming competitive hunters to snatch some valuable item to bring back home to the family to share in the spoils of their hunting. But it's artificial. The whole thing is contrived. I think Alex called it there the triumph of empty materialism, which is a really good that's a good phrase to describe it. Because so much of what we have today is an artificial construct that simulates the reality we're supposed to be living in. So, for example, sports. You know, a lot of people were watching football yesterday. Nothing wrong with enjoying a game from time to time. But if you really get into it and you've got the sports worshipers, they are involved in a simulation of tribal warfare. That's what the two teams represent and the two uniforms. And you're supposed to choose one side or another and cheer for one side or another. That is a simulation of tribalism. We've got food at the grocery store. Even the grocery store is even set up kind of like a simulated food hunting preserve where you hunt around the store, you hunt for the best deals, you find, let's say, a can of Coca-Cola. The color is red to simulate fruit, and it contains the sugars that you would normally find in a piece of fruit out in the natural world. So finding the Coca-Cola and bringing it home and drinking it is a simulation of finding fresh fruit out in the real world. And so much of what we have today in society is people, especially people who live in cities, who never get out into nature. I'm not saying everybody that lives in a city doesn't get out of the nature. I'm saying those who only limit their existence to the city, they live in this artificial construct. And everything to them is artificial. The shopping, the hunting is artificial Black Friday shopping. The food is artificial food at the grocery store. Even the economics are artificial because they can vote presidents into office that just give them more and more entitlements and handouts and goodies. So they're living in an artificial economy that's only sustained by confiscating wealth from others who are actually out producing in the real world. So one of the things that is most important about living in the real world is actually visiting nature, is learning some gardening, some farming. I encourage you to get out into the country if you're not already, live on a farm, and live in the real world for a change, in the real world, where, you know, like the other night, I had to protect my chickens from predators out there. I was out there with my shotgun, keeping them safe, and because predators are out there trying to get them. You know, I had to fix the flat tire on my John Deere tractor, which is, you know, big heavy tire. If you live out in the country, you live in the real world, and your perspective starts to change. If you live in the city and you worship the city and you worship big government, then it's all artificial, and you fall like a sucker for these Black Friday type of events, the hype of empty materialism, as Alex said. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano Stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You take a model man,
continuing here on the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting live on this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, from Austin, Texas, behind enemy lines, as they say. It's actually kind of behind the airport. And it's been crazy out here lately with this Formula One thing going on. And I don't know, the state troopers are going nuts out here with giving people tickets for finding alternate routes on, they try to bypass the cars that are jammed up on the highway. They try to find like another side road to go on. They're getting ticketed for that. Seriously, I'm not making this up, guys. I happened yesterday to some people I know, state troopers giving them a ticket. What does the ticket say? Illegal alternate route? I mean, what's the citation, man? All they did is find another way to try to get to their destination. It's crazy. I don't know why that's going on. All right, now, in the next hour, we've got a guest coming up, Mike Bundrant, who is an expert in mental health, who we're going to ask him about some of this crazy crowd behavior that we've seen with Black Friday and some of the things that Alex just commented on with his video. We're also going to continue with your calls, so stay on the line. We've got Jane, Jim, Mike, Peter, Phoenix, and others on the line, so go ahead and stay on the line. We'll get to your calls in the next hour with Mike Bundrant. And between now and then, I've got an issue here to share with you, and that is any state in the United States, this is sort of getting back to the secession topic that we spoke about in the first hour, but any state that wanted to unleash an economic golden age of abundance could do so very simply by declaring one or two things through the 10th Amendment and saying this is our state's right to do this. And one of those things I want to share with you right now, and by the way, I'm going to preface this by saying any state that is in debt could eliminate its debt. Any state that has a problem with unemployment could virtually eliminate unemployment. It could become an economic mecca for America if it did these two simple things, two or three things. One of them is legalize industrial hemp farming. I'm not talking about growing marijuana to smoke. I'm talking about industrial hemp farming like took place in this country for as long as anyone can remember until it was criminalized. We're talking about states like North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, California, Texas. In fact, you can grow hemp in Colorado and Oklahoma, Kansas, all across the Midwest, all across the East Coast, all across the West Coast, Oregon, Washington State even. You can grow hemp everywhere. If one state had the courage to say, let's grow hemp, let's declare, let's say Texas, a legal hemp farming zone, that state would immediately experience a massive economic boom in exporting hemp to all the other states. All the Texas farmers would experience an economic boom from having massive demand for their hemp. Look, America today already buys hemp from Canada and China and Central South America, lots of other places. We buy hemp seeds. We buy hemp fiber. We buy hemp clothing. We buy hemp oils. Why can't we grow it here? All it takes is one state to stand up, like Texas, and say, we're just going to legalize the farming of hemp again, as it used to be legal here in the United States and in Texas, of course. And then that state would become the exporter, and farmers would be just rolling in the dough. The state could tax the hemp and have massive influx of state money to overcome its debt and so on. Now, the next idea, oh, man, these breaks come up so fast. I never have enough time. Tell you what, after this break, I'll share with you the next idea, which could create an economic golden age for any state in America that decided to do it. There are many of these ideas. We're only a 10th Amendment away, one decision away from making this happen. So stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show, and I'll bring you that idea when we come back right after this break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.